talking food, people and places as always on a Thursday. I've got my co-host with me, George Stothard. He's the founder of The Writing Shop, thewritingshop.biz, and he's been scouring and doing his research over the last couple of days, and he's going to be bringing us his guide to what to do this weekend and the coming weeks, and also some tips of what to do over Eid at the end of October. Before we get into that, though, it gives me great pleasure to welcome my next guest. George and I were headed down to E1, to the Palace, downtown Dubai. The hotel there with their wonderful Friday brunch. And joining us to talk about the brunch and lots of other things too is Chef Jean-Luc Claude Mosselet, Executive Chef of the Palace, downtown Dubai. Bonjour, good morning to you.
Good morning, Suzanne.
Good to see you.
No, thank you.
Thank you for joining
us. It's nice to be here.
Thank you so much. Now, you know, the town is full of brunches and we are known for brunches here in Dubai. It's a lovely brunch that you're providing at the Palace, but what is it particularly? I've got my thoughts on this. I'm sure George will have too. What is it about the brunch at E1 that really separates it from other brunches?
I think I was very fortunate. You know, in my life, I was born in the Loire Valley, in the Valley of the King. And the history of the kings, it used to be big buffets and always, celebrate. And I think, it's nice to celebrate once a week, something special and something as well for us and for the guests, of course, but for the kitchen as well. Because it helps the kitchen chef to develop as well and to see different things and the excitement, because for me it's like the palace is about like it's hiding treasures and we have a beautiful it's like a big box of treasures and when we open it on Friday everybody gets exciting. It's like children's, they want to try a little bit of everything, and we try to bring always something different every Friday, try to find some more excitement, and of course we have such a display of the foie gras and the seafood and very special items. And the good thing is that we try to have a lot of people around to try to explain to the guests what is it, the product they see and they try, the whole idea, what I say to the guests all the time is go around and try a little bit of everything, don't just try a big piece of salad or big piece of something, just go around and try something. And for me, it's very exciting to talk about this great product we can find, especially here in Dubai. There's so much you can find. It's very exciting, and especially with our supplier, they go to Rungis. A lot of people bring product from Rungis from France, but of course we get product from Australia as well. And so the variety of food is enormous, definitely.
Yeah, it's very diverse, the menu, I thought, and beautiful, beautifully displayed, and in the taste as well. Now, you've bought in for us this morning some little tasters, some lovely pieces. I've already had a couple, so George is being very, very patient and waiting to sample them on air so we can share.
I'm like
and
a puppy just waiting in the corner.
Which would you like to start with?
So, I mean, we brought a little sample of foie gras, of course, because this is our, main talk, and for me, I'm so proud, because I love it. It's for me, it's just something I will eat every day. And so we have a little burrata as well, like I was saying, we bring a product from all over the world.
And that's a soft mozzarella cheese.
It's a soft mozzarella cheese. It's very, very... the texture is very soft and it's very nice with salad and nice little bit of basil oil, a little bit of olives. Like we have today, we have in a little cherry tomatoes from Italy and the little burrata on the top and a little bit of olives and the croutons with basil pesto.
So just to describe this, I'm holding it in my hand and it's a little beautiful little piece of bread. With, I presume that's sort of basil or pesto.
Basil pesto.
With a beautiful little tomato which has been carved out and filled with this soft mozzarella with a bit of an olive on top and some basil. So it's got, I have to say, all my favourite Mediterranean flavours. Can I have a go?
Yeah, please. Yeah, try it. I'm sure you will love it, okay. Especially before lunch.
It's really got that fresh Mediterranean taste.
Nice crunch to it as well.
And that mozzarella is really, really comes through.
Very,
it's really fresh.
And very
fresh.
Exactly. Very fresh and very soft as well. Very subtle.
You have a really extensive range of salads and different variations that you can choose from to start with when you're at brunch at Iwan. But also that you mentioned the seafood there. Now I've already had a little taste, but you've got here a little smoked salmon. So just tell us about that.
So the smoked salmon is actually with mascarpone cheese inside and basil as well. And we love our basil, you know. So and some like rye bread underneath. So it's quite a bit of stronger taste with the rye bread, but you know the whole flavors goes very nicely together. And especially the smoked salmon is it's not too smoky, so it's nice and you know nice combination there.
It looks dead posh. What's that thing on the top?
This is the how do you call it in English? It's like a pickle, you know. It just
a little pickly thing. Goes well with fish, I think.
Very, very nice with fish. It's capers,
It's a caper.
Caper.
Yeah.
I lost the word, you know.
All right, here we go.
So that should have a little kick.
Mmm. That's really good.
Is it? Does it have a kick?
The caper gives it the kick, As you say, the salmon's not too smoked. It's really, really subtle.
It's not smoky,
And the rye bread's really good. It's a really nice combination.
It is, isn't it? It's all about the combinations.
Mm. It's quite healthy as well. You know, this is a great part. It's not, today, you know, you can go everywhere, and it's true, there's so much great food here in Dubai. And you know, of course, we always try to be different, but I don't think I'm trying to be different. I just want to, you know, put on the menus or, you know, whatever I do is what I like, you know, mainly. And I try to, you know, make sure, you know, of course, I cook for people, you know, they love food as well and what they like as well. And you know, I try to accommodate myself.
Well, mascarpone cheese comes through really nicely in that as well.
When we come back, we're going to find out more about Chef and his background, his experience at the Dorchester Hotel in London, and also when he was working in Zimbabwe, what he discovered there when it comes to food and cuisine, and also finding out what's happening at the Palace downtown Dubai. They are going to be celebrating their 5th anniversary in the next couple of weeks, and of course they have some beautiful outlets there. So it's about the brunch, but it's also about the other restaurants that are situated at the Palace downtown Dubai.